Mining in Space Part 7. I have seen many movies located magically in outer space scenes. Of course, man-made here in tiny rooms and cupboards, but that can be a reality in due time. And with space travel becoming more cost-effective, what is to stop an ordinary family one day being able to take the trip to visit relatives in the new settlements, and being able to sustain their own journey along the way with fuel stations of some kind? Dispensing not only fuel for powering vehicles, but also where you can fill up on water, oxygen and hydrogen for whatever future inventions may need. Platinum would be another resource that could be brought back to Earth. Naturally, were too much brought back would result in this commodity losing its current value drastically, like overnight. However, the possibility of this happening is now in our future. They say that just one asteroid the size of a football field has the potential to contain maybe 73 billion New Zealand dollars worth of platinum alone. The numbers are staggering to say the least. Who knows what other raw materials one asteroid might contain? Business people all over the world are already in their planning stages of their own exploration successes. We're talking within the next 5 to 10 years, not long to bring to reality all of those old space movies I've watched since I was very young. The technology is already well advanced. A special vacuum machine is underway as we speak and will be launched next year to carry out an asteroid vacuuming mission. The spacecraft is being designed to edge up alongside the asteroid, extend its vacuuming hoses out, and to sweep the surface, filling specially designed collector bags on board the spacecraft and to bring them back to Earth on the return trip. And that is the end of Part 7.